Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
What's going on, everybody? Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hopefully you guys have all enjoyed your Wednesday. You know what? Not one of those guys that will shy away from 90s. It's hump day, yeah! As always, would love to hear from you guys. Oh, that's really good when you look up at the counter and you got absolutely zero people. Is the audio that bad? Vulture, are you there? Can I get a Charlie Lima? Is it bad? Is that why I only got... Now I got one person. All right. Let me... Here, I'll check it myself. Boys, would love to hear from you guys. Oh, that's really good when you look up at the counter and you got...
Oh, yeah, it's so good.
Anyways, guys, as always, I read your comments in the chat room, but if you'd like to call in and chat with me, you can easily do that. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. You can also send a text message to that number as well, or you can easily email me, Tuttle. It's Tuttle with two D's, T-U-D-D-L-E at gmail.com. So I know probably a lot of you guys, you could give two shits about the Queen, the royal family and stuff, but I'm fascinated with history. I really think a lot. DR, yo, DR, I'm just going to call you Doctor. Doctor coming in, super chatting on YouTube. DR coming in with $5. Thank you, DR. Man, I love history, and I love watching history unfold. Since the beginning of 2020, on a daily basis or monthly basis, we're seeing history being made. Like, there are so many historical moments that have happened since 2020, and I think that the Queen dying, all the pomp and circumstance around it, I just love it. I don't love that she died. I just love seeing how this, because this is something that hasn't been done in 70 years, people. And I started to get a little bit of anxiety because, like, everything has to be perfect. They walked about 5 miles from Buckingham Palace, Buckingham Palace down to the Abbey. And it's not like it was a fast walk either. They had to walk almost like 5 miles, but they had to walk at a certain pace. They got a drummer at the beginning of the procession. He's got a metronome on him so he can keep pace. If you look, everybody left foot at the same time, right foot at the same time. But where I started to get anxiety is because they were young kids. I would say early 20s. I don't know if they're a part of the military. Maybe it's like the honor guard or the color guard. But they had to carry the Queen's coffin probably 150 yards. And this coffin is not one of those cheap coffins. It's made out of real thick oak wood. And on top of that, the bitch, I'm not calling the Queen a bitch, but the bitch, the coffin is lined with lead. I don't know what that's about, and I want to do a little bit more research, but I find that kind of crazy. Is that a religious thing? Because if you guys remember the pharaohs, they used mercury They used all types of weird metals in the sarcophagus, gold, stuff like that. DR, I was freaking out because there was one guy, one young kid, maybe 20, 21, and he was struggling. Like, I don't know if the other five people that he was carrying the coffin with tried to play a cruel joke on him and kind of weren't lifting as well as they could have. This guy, he had veins popping out of the side of his head. I was like, this kid's head is about to explode. Oh, and I also forgot to mention this. They put the queen's crown on top of the coffin. So not only do you got to worry about not dropping this old, famous woman, 96-year-old woman's body, do you know how bad of a look that would have been if those guys would have dropped that coffin and Queen Elizabeth's II's body rolled out in the Abbey Hall? Oh, man. It just would have been bad. Then you got her crown on top of the coffin. So not only do you got to lift a very thick oak wood coffin that's lined with lead, you got it over your shoulders, and then they're asking you to balance a crown on top of it, and then you got to walk up about, I would say about 6 to 7 marble steps. Marble sometimes is a little slippery. And I started having a little bit of a panic attack. And I'm like, why am I having a panic attack? This is why I'm so crazy. And I've been seeing the psychiatrist. I've been seeing the therapist and stuff. And I've been learning new breathing techniques. And I know a lot of you guys are going to be like, oh, Tuttle, God, you're such a pussy. Are you getting into meditation? Breathing techniques, yoga. No, but breathing techniques have helped me. The one that I was using was the dragon breath, where you go. So it's almost like a chick in Lamaze. But I saw the other day on a TikTok video, and I didn't know if it was bullshit or not. What up, Iggy T? See, the show never feels the same until Iggy T checks in. I sent you a message. You didn't even reply. I thought you were mad at me, Iggy. I know you're probably on the Canadian mass transit right now, so I get it. But I've been learning these breathing techniques. And I used to be, I'd be like, oh, that's some hippie BS. It works. Because I saw this TikTok video, and I called my producer, Vulture, who was a Marine. Badass Marine. And I saw this TikTok video where they were talking about this breathing technique that pretty much every branch of the military learns. Right before you're about to go into battle and you're on edge, you're a little shaky, you're a little wound up, and you want to slow it down, you want to calm your heart rate. And I've been doing this. I've been doing it since yesterday, and it works. It has been helping. And there's this other technique that the Marines, that they teach, how to go to sleep faster. Because when you get an opportunity to sleep in the military, you take it. You got to take it because you don't know if you're going to have a chance to sleep any other time. But the breathing technique that I learned, you guys got to remember, I have high anxiety. I know a lot of people don't believe that because I've been on some pretty big radio shows, syndicated radio shows and stuff. Trust me, I'm a mess underneath it all, like that duck. Calm on the surface, and I'm kicking like 100 miles an hour underneath the surface. But the breathing technique is, and you got to do this. All right, so I'm going to start it. Breathe in for 4 seconds. hold it for 4 seconds, let out for 4 seconds, hold that for four, and keep repeating that 4 second cycle. There's something about it. And, you know, this is how crazy I am. And instead of just accepting it, now I'm trying to rack my brain on why it works. Is it because you're concentrating on the breath in 4 seconds? Out 4 seconds, hold. You see what I'm saying? I don't know if it's you concentrating on the seconds of the breath that's helping you, or if it's like resetting something. I don't know. There's all types of those things out there. So hold on. Let me answer this question. DR, are you ever nervous behind the mic, or does being on air calm you down? I'll admit, guys, I was not at the bottom. I was not, I did get bullied, but not a lot, because I stood up for myself, even though I got my ass whipped. But like, I didn't fly above the radar. I didn't fly too low below the radar. I was right there. I didn't want people to notice me. And the only time in high school that I was in front of large crowds is when I was pitching. I played 4 years varsity baseball. And I remember 2 years in a row, I was the starting pitcher for the in-school baseball game. And that, you know, if you give kids an opportunity to get out of class to go watch a in-school baseball game, they're going to come. So the whole school was there 2 years in a row. And I did amazing. I won both games. And that, I mean, people started to notice me then. I didn't even want to be on the radio. I didn't. My dream was, and I know it's not like a big dream. My dream was to become a teacher. I loved history. I wanted to be a history teacher, and I wanted to be a high school baseball coach. I know that's lame. I know that's weird. That's what I wanted to do. Haas 83, more like Greg Maddux. I mean, the fastest I ever threw was 85, but I had a lot of movement, had a great changeup, a great slider, and I did well. I did well, and the only reason I don't think I went much further in college was that a lot of the places I tried out at, they don't let you throw against live batting to see how you do. They want you in a bullpen. And they want to see you throw over 90. And I just was never that person. Oh, but, you know, I don't know if I ever talked about this before. I really think I could have got on some better college baseball teams, community college teams. But it was weird because the year that I graduated, there was a kid in Crescent City. And his last name was Josh Fowler. Patrick Fowler. Last name spelled the exact same way. Every single college tryout that I went out to, this motherfucker was there. He was there. And I don't want anybody to think I got a big ego or anything, but I know that I pitch better than him. And I know he got an offer from one place. And I really do think I got screwed because they mixed up the Fowlers. Maybe that's just something I tell myself to make myself feel better, but who knows? But I had no intentions of getting into radio at all. The only reason that I got my first internship was because I was a big fan of the Ron and Ron show. We had this alternative rock station in Daytona, 93.1 The Crow. And then one morning I tuned in, guess what? Ron and Fez was a morning show. And I was like, oh, they need interns. I want to go up and interview just so I can meet them. And they brought me on the air. And I was horrible. I was horrible. I was a nervous wreck every single time. But I've gotten better with it. I think this podcast, doing it on my own. Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on, da-da-da-da. Haas 83, are you bullshitting me? There's no fucking way. Haas 83, if that's true, can you email me tuttle@gmail.com? Because if that is, that's funny. And, you know, if it is you, Look, you were great too, but, you know, I just kind of have an ego from all the years of being on radio, but there's no fucking way, Haas 83. No fucking way. Thank you, William Dargass. William Dargass says, I think you're as good as anybody, Tuttle. I enjoy listening to you. Well, thank you, man. I think this podcast has made me a better broadcaster. And when things are going a little bit more right in my life, I have intentions of getting back on the air because I really do. If you listen from the beginning of 2020 until now, and then you take the shows that I'm doing compared to anything that I did on the radio, I'm not saying it's as funny, but just my chops talking. I don't stutter as much. I'm not saying or using crutch words. I've learned with this podcast to kind of just slow it down. Because my mouth would get too fast for my brain and I would trip myself up. Maybe I sound like shit now. Who knows? I just know that I've listened to myself. I've listened and I hate my voice. I despise listening to the sound of my voice. But I will say that my technique and stuff has gotten way better. I really think that it has. If you don't think it is, I'd love to hear. If you want to call in and tell me, 407-270-3044. Dave Darkness 696. Do you know Fly from 93.1 The Crow, rock metal show, Saturday nights? He was on I Used to Call In Show Request from Fly. Did he go by any other name? And what year? I didn't get to The Crow until 99, beginning of 99. God, that was such a great fucking radio station. It was so good. It was great. 2000s, Fly. Did Fly go by any other names? Because I did some Saturday night shows. I don't know. Now I'm kind of intrigued there. All right, so I do want to get into my first story. This has me... It really angered me. This girl was abducted into a sex trafficking thing, was raped, I think, after she had escaped later down the road, ended up murdering her abductor and rapist. She got 5 years probation, has to do 200 hours of community service a year, and her family, keep in mind, this is a minor, guys. And the family has to pay the family of the guy she killed $150,000. What the fuck?
Events that took place on June 1st, 2020 never occurred.
Haas, I mean, I was definitely going to say it, but Haas 83 says clean shoot. Yes, it is.
But to say there's only one victim to this story is absurd.
Piper Lewis was just 15 when she admits she killed a man she says raped her. Now at 17, a judge has decided her fate. This afternoon, a Polk County...
Hold up. Hold on.
17, a judge...
Does it really... That is a African-American judge. And the girl that killed... I know that race should not play a part of it, but my God, I think it's poignant to the story. How, as a judge, I could not let this happen. If I got picked to be on this jury, no way that I would ever. Matter of fact, I'm pissed that she's got to serve community service. I think that she should get a medal for this.
Judge has decided her fate. This afternoon, a Polk County judge sentenced Lewis to 5 years probation.
By the way, this is not Polk County, Florida.
And a deferred judgment.
KCCI's Bo Bowman in courtroom for that sentencing and tells us.
Because if this would have happened in Polk County with Grady Judd, no, this probably wouldn't even gone to trial.
What comes next, Bo, in this complicated case?
Well, the deferred judgment means that this will be expunged from Lewis's record, but during her 5 years.
Bo Bowman. That is a made-up name. Nobody would name their kid Bo if the last name was Bowman. Hey, Bo Bowman? No, this kid got put in trash cans.
There's a probation. Lewis will have to stay at Fresh Start Women's Center here in Des Moines.
Okay, so Dave Darkness, Mac, hey, Dave Darkness, can you email me, tuttle@gmail.com? Mac was the coolest guy right off the bat that helped me out in radio. I loved him. Haas83 said Grady would have thrown her a parade. And DR, a travesty. I want to see a picture of the prosecutor. Bet he looks like, yeah. You'll see.
Lewis was originally charged in 2020 for first-degree murder. After stabbing 37-year-old Zachary Brooks in Des Moines. Lewis said she was a victim of human trafficking.
That judge looks like Shaquille O'Neal. Look at, dude, that's Shaq Diesel behind the, that's Shaq Diesel all day.
Victim of human trafficking and said Brooks raped her several times before she.
So that's the prosecutor right there. And I will say this, that they wanted to give this chick like 10 to 20 years in the prosecution. And they were like, nope, we're not touching that. Prosecution already said, no, we're no jail time.
Killed him. She came to a plea agreement for voluntary manslaughter and willful injury. Lewis could have faced 10 years in prison for each count. But even the prosecution did not recommend that for a sentencing. Lewis will have to wear a GPS tracking device over the course of her probation and serve 200 hours of community.
I know, like, community service is better than going to jail, but no, this chick does not, I don't think this chick should have to do community service because she was abducted and was raped.
Service each year over the next 3 years. We heard from Lewis today for the first time during the hearing where she expressed her remorse and her willingness to change.
As I
don't change. You did the right thing. Matter of fact, you're a hero. Haas, look, I'm always cynical. So was there any hearsay in to regards? All right, so Haas83. The reason why I'm willing to believe this chick is that the prosecution was told, hey, you need to go for 10 years on each count. And they said, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing it. And trust me, these prosecutors that are definitely young, they want to prove a point. They want to make a name for themselves. They're not going to be, nah, we're not doing that. We're not charging them. Now, I do agree with the Haas83. Could this have been an excuse? Maybe. But I believe this chick. Because I don't think the prosecution would say, "Oh, we're not going for any jail time." They just wouldn't do that.
Grow and evolve as a young woman. I feel for the victim's family. I wish what happened never did, and I truly feel that way.
Lewis was also ordered to pay $4,000 in fines. That
Bo Bowman,
the judge, also said she was to pay the $150,000 in restitution.
All right, 150,000. Once again, like, I will. You know what, Haas 83, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm going to do a little bit more research on this trial, see if there's any, like, real evidence, because I do think that the news kind of, I'm glad you said something, Haas. Kind of right. News story kind of leaves out a lot of important details here. But if the prosecution is not willing to go after 10 years per count, leads me to believe that they knew that this chick was actually abducted and raped. And I'm going to believe her all day. Sorry. Being a victim of childhood trauma and stuff, I kind of believe. Now, I'm not going to disagree with you that, you know, people don't lie or kids don't lie, but I just, the thing that makes me believe her is that the prosecution refused to go after the 10 years per count. She could have done 30 years. Easily could have done that much. So while we're on judges and stuff, you know, the Parkland shooter, that real creepo. You know, I know that you should not stereotype people, but man, oh man, if you look at a lot of these school shooters that kill innocent teenage kids or pre-teenage kids, Adam Lanza, Parkland. Parkland. Adam Lanza, as creepy as you can get. Matter of fact, Adam Lanza makes Marjorie Stone Douglas, the Uvalde shooter, look normal. But they all, they're just like, okay, if you were going to be like, oh yeah, that looks like somebody's going to shoot up a school or a pedophile or something, you'd be like, yep, that's it. So the defense team has been stalling. The defense team has been trying every trick in the book. And I got to tell you, I want to get your feedback here. If you want to call in 407-270-3044, I want to hear from you in the chat room. I think the judge down here in this Marjorie Stone Douglas mass shooting is kind of hot.
Warning the defense in the penalty trial of Parkland school shooter Nicholas Cruz abruptly decided to rest its case. The move triggered an outburst.
Come on, guys. Come on. This judge can completely get it. She can get it. Am I going to say what? But what I'm trying to say, come on, man. And am I the only person that thinks it's kind of hot? You got a hot chick in a judge's robe. You know, all guys are like, I bet she is not wearing anything underneath that robe. And then listen to the way she talks to the defense team, because now I'm kind of like, oh man, how awesome would it be for her to like yell and degrade you in her judge's robe, nothing under it. She's wearing some good makeup too. Hair's done. All right, I digress.
First, from the judge who accused attorneys of wasting a day in court by not allowing anyone to know ahead of time jurors were not in the courtroom to hear the tense exchange.
I just want to say this is the most.
Oh yeah. All right. Listen to how she's like talking down to these. This is what I would want. Man, like I don't even know if she would have to touch me. She just degrade me like she's doing this defense team.
Uncalled for, unprofessional way to try a case. You all knew.
I'm sorry, Mom.
About this, and even if you didn't make your decision till this morning, to have 22 people plus all of this staff and every attorney march into court, be waiting as if it's some kind of game.
I'm showing you both of my hands. I don't want you to think I'm doing.
You're not going to have a witness ready. We have another day wasted. I have never experienced a level of unprofessionalism.
Yeah. Keep going.
In my career.
Keep going. Oh, man. I got to go back a little bit on that. Hold on. I'm sorry. Guys, I'll show you my hands. I don't want you to think I'm doing anything weird.
Waiting as if it's some kind of game. Well, now I have to send them home. The state's not ready. They're not going to have a witness ready. We have another day wasted. I honestly never experienced a level of unprofessionalism.
I'm sorry.
In my career.
As it stands, the state will have a
chance. Abraham Dragon Friend. All right. I hope you're just joking. Abraham Dragon Friend says, you do realize this is objectifying her and dismissing her ability. I'd never do this to a male judge. Okay, I mean, if I was a gay man and there was a hot male judge, guess what? Yeah, I would probably be like, oh yeah, talk to me like that, daddy. Tell me how bad I've been. I'm not saying anything. I'm backing her up with what she's saying, but this is just a comedy show. Trying to make people laugh. If you think that I'm dismissing her abilities, then, you know, like, I'm sorry. I make jokes. I'm not dismissing her qualities and stuff. I'm just stating the facts. I'm stating the facts that all the guys that are watching this show right now can't tell me that they don't think that this judge is hot and the way she's talking down.
March into court, be waiting as if it's some kind of game. Now I have to send them home. The state's not ready. They're not going to have a witness ready.
Keep
we have
going.
Another day wasted.
Keep going.
I honestly have never experienced a level of unprofessionalism in my career.
Almost there. Damn it.
As it stands, the state will have a chance to present a rebuttal. After that, it'll be up to the jury to decide whether Cruz will receive the death penalty or life in prison. He has admitted to
that Nicholas Cruz guy, man, he's
killing
a weirdo.
17 people in the 2018 mass shooting.
There's also, look, I don't want you guys to think like, oh man, Tuttle, what do? You go and try to find the most depressing stories that you can find? No. I try to find stories that I can comment on, give you my opinion on. And when I saw this story, I was like, all right, good for this guy. But also at the same time, I want to get people's opinion on this. This mother, her daughter had disappeared. Fozzie. See, Fozzie knows what I'm talking about. I'm guilty as charged for having a biz owner right now. Fozzie, you don't think that's hot? That chick, she's very attractive and just degrading you and talking down to you like she was at defense team? Yeah, I'm sorry. All right. Bad segue here. But this one woman's daughter went missing. She's all over the TV talking about, I want my daughter back, this and that. Year and a half later, come to find out, this scumbag mom is responsible. Her and her boyfriend are responsible for the death of this kid. Now, this chick's father, the grandfather of the infant that was killed, is basically like, yeah, fuck my daughter. Like, she deserves to go down. He almost goes to the point that she should almost burn for this.
The person arrested, Amber Robertson, Amaya's mom. Only on WRTV, our Cornelius Hocker spoke with Amber's father tonight, and he shares the emotions that he has as his daughter.
How would you, I'm never going to have kids. And if any of you guys have kids, and if you have grandchildren, how would you feel? How would you feel if you knew that your offspring killed your grandbaby? And there's a thing here in the South. Sometimes the grandparents love the grandkids more than they love their own children. Yeah, Fozzie's right. Filthy ginger. And this goes back to the whole thing. The boyfriend was not the baby's daddy. I wouldn't be surprised if this guy was into some messed up stuff and basically talked the mother into killing the kid or having he helped. I wouldn't. But yeah, I mean, I would love to hear from you guys. You guys can call me 407-270-3044 or in the chat room, I'll read your comment. How would you feel if your offspring killed your grandchild?
Now faces charges in connection to the case.
It's a mixed bag of emotions for Chuck Robertson, learning there's new information related to the homicide investigation of his 8-month-old granddaughter, Amaya Robertson.
What? I don't get it, man. I don't get it. There are some parents that will die. It's almost ingrained into you, especially moms. You know, here, I'll give you an example. Female grizzly bears with cubs, I would rather run into a hungry male grizzly bear than I would a female, a mom with some cubs. It's just something about the motherly instinct in nature where most moms would die for their kids. And then to see a mother do it, just, I don't blame, but I also don't have, it's just, I don't know.
I'm ashamed to say it.
Fozzie, if you will, it's one of my favorite Cat Williams skits.
But I felt relieved in a way that something is finally happening.
This guy seems like a good dude here. Look at this chick, though. Holy, Fozzie, what am I looking for to describe this woman's face here? Because she's got the sling blade, Billy Bob Thornton chin sticking out. She's got a strong jaw. Is she blonde or ginger? And the ears. The ears are very low setting. The eyes are kind of close together. This is weird, man. Some weird, I almost to the point, might be some inbred there. Fozzie, is that a guy wearing a high-res Bubba Army gimmick? Yeah, I don't know.
His shame stems from the fact his daughter and Amaya's mother, Amber Robertson, has been arrested in connection to Amaya's 2019 disappearance.
They didn't know it was my daughter. That's my blood. I care about it.
Yeah, that dude is wearing a Bubba Army safety vest. I can almost care. I mean, this guy is in the Carolinas.
I love her. She's my daughter. But if she
Chuck
has
seems like
anything
a good guy.
To do with this, she needs to pay for it.
Chuck says his daughter, Amber, has maintained.
Oh, that's some white trash.
Ooh. Her innocence to him.
Look at, yeah. Yeah, man. Definitely email me, Dave. Definitely work on
from
that.
From the very beginning.
I want to believe her, but deep down in my inside, I can't. I just can't.
Amber Robertson spoke to WRTV several times over the years.
I mean, this chick. I'm doing my show right now. I can't talk. Man, I'm calling me at 7:37. But yeah, I mean, this is some white trash stuff.
Even
here.
Searching for her daughter. But now she's facing 4 counts of varying degrees of neglect of a dependent, all stemming from the disappearance of baby Amaya, who still hasn't been found. If a body...
Man, Fozzie, you're coming in with some very obscure references, and it cracks me up that I know him. Willie Crane. Guy went crab fishing with a kid he killed.
Is found, Amber could face more charges, according to the Marin County prosecutor.
If she's found guilty, know that she'll be behind bars for however long she gets. It's going to be a brand new level of loss and pain they'll have to go through.
Throughout the interview, Chuck held back tears when he talked about his...
He's got a lazy eye there.
...granddaughter and thought about what the 8-month-old may have went through.
She was a beautiful baby. Beautiful baby. I'm sorry,
I don't know, man. I may, well, once again, never going to have kids, never been a parent, but, so I really can't probably speak on this, but man, I think I would volunteer to pull the lever on the electric chair.
She was an amazing child. Not one time have I sat back and said, why me? Why not somebody else?
Abraham Dragon friend, I'm not going to kick your ass out. I'm not even mad at you, man.
Because what I feel, what I have felt, and what I feel now, I would never wish on another person.
To his daughter, Amber, who he hasn't spoke to.
That profile shot there. Fozzie, you're right. She does have, she's got the Billy Bob sling blade chin, and she's got the Bubba Gump lip. And is that just the way the sun is shining on her teeth? Is she wearing a single gold covering on her front tooth? Because if so, man, I should have seen this from day one. People have got that one fake gold covering on the one tooth in your mouth. Definitely. I mean, that should be like in the profile for mothers that kill their kids and stuff. I don't know, man. This is a crazy story.
In more than a year, he says this.
Amber, I love you. But you made a wrong choice.
Cornelius Hawker, WRTV.
Amber's ex-boy.
Look at holy eyebrows.
Friend Robert Lyons is facing the same charges. A warrant is out for his arrest. WRTV.
Oh, so now they're after the boyfriend. He's already hightailed it out of there. He got, well, the getting was good. Abraham Dragonfriend, did I do something to make you upset or whatever? I'm sorry if I did. I'm not mad at you. I was just stating my opinion and my case and everything. Just trying to do my show. But I've been busy. Sorry that I haven't been doing it 5 nights a week. You know, I got a lot of responsibilities going on. Trying to work on myself. Going to a psychiatrist. I'm seeing my therapist. I have a therapy session tomorrow. I'm helping take care of my mom and stuff. I'm actually saving money for the first time in my life. So, I do apologize. I want everybody to know that this is my first passion. And I got to do what I got to do for the time being. Like I said, I think this podcast has made me a better broadcaster. I don't know, maybe it's made me a worse broadcaster, who knows? But I'm trying to do it as much as I can, people, and I do apologize that I didn't do a show yesterday. I'm going to try to do one tomorrow. I'm going to try to do one Friday. Fozzie, you're fucking killed part-time, Pat. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Fozzie, I got to give you a tongue. That's a reference that probably only Fozzie will get. But you definitely deserve the tongue. I got to clean the front of this microphone. Anyways, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.